hello, hello, and welcome to Home and Away. It's not Monday, but Friday. Why Home and Away, you might ask? Well, we are having a special program today with some special visitors from Iceland. And it's none other than Egert Smaure Sigurðsson, I don't know if I said it right, the owner of and performer for comedy in Iceland. He is also the host of the underground comedy Open Mic in Reykjavík, creator and co-host of the Icelandic TV show Bøir 3 with Þórhallur Þórhallsson. Egert has performed before in the Faroe Islands as well as many other countries. He is here along with one of his colleagues, Davur Oydale. He is a Faroese comedian living in Iceland who has been producing shows featuring international acts around Iceland and the Faroe Islands. He produced the first ever English language comedy show in Faroe Islands 2021. Well done, Davur. I'm happy to hear that. And is now bringing acts to the Faroes for the third time. So they have just come straight from the airport. They were rushing here. So without further ado, let the show begin. Welcome, you guys.
Hey, yo. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's great.
How was the flight? You survived.
It was short, usually. Usually you have to fly at least 3 hours to get to another country, but this was short.
Yeah.
Like one hour and 20 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
It was great.
Good.
Yeah.
So why don't we start off by, Egert, did I say your name right?
Yeah. You know, it's pronounced Egert.
Okay.
But, you know, most Icelandic people can't even pronounce it right, so that's okay.
I'm forgiven. So why don't we start off by you telling us a bit about yourself?
Like you said, my name is Egert, and I started comedy when we had the first and only comedy club in Iceland. And it was mostly kind of for tourists. So we have actually performed more in English than ever Icelandic, but the Icelandic scene is starting to get a little bit bigger now. It is a weird thing to be a comic sometimes, because people always want you to say something funny, but and usually you try to, but I think it's fun to see how, because I've been in many countries. Mm-hmm. It's fun to see that humor seems to be one thing that we all have in common. It's like, if it is funny, people will laugh about it no matter where in the country or where in the world you are. So
that's true. And before I'll talk to Davur in a little while, but yep. If I can ask you, why Faroe Islands?
Because Iceland was too big for me. No, I think it started with Davur decided to bring some of the comics from the Secret Cellar to the Faroe Islands, and we thought, yeah, why not try it? And the last time we were here was 2021. Yeah, in September, I think.
Okay.
And we just had a great time, and it was completely different from what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, and I loved everybody that showed up. Everybody had a great time, and seems to have kind of the same humor as the Icelandic or the Norwegian countries used to have.
So, Davur, why don't you tell me a bit about yourself and how your comedy began, or career, and then how did you get in touch with Egert?
Yeah, I was born here in the Faroes, and I grew up here in Tórshavn. And when I was 23, I went to Iceland to go to university, take a degree there. And I found this comedy club in Reykjavík that I started going to, and I really loved it. And I always loved comedy. I've always watched stand-up and stuff like that. And it was only when I went to this comedy club that I realized, oh, wait, this is something that I could do. Not that I thought, oh, these guys suck or anything, but I could see that it's just a process where you start out being kind of bad, and then you gradually get less bad. So I kind of just started doing it.
Mm.
And all of the comics that I met there were very eager to talk to a Faroese person. They're like, oh, a Faroese comic? Oh, they never heard of that. So, and then they almost all of them said, oh, could we go to the Faroes and do a show there? It would be so cool. And after hearing that for the 10th time, I thought, you know what? I might as well try. And so I contacted Torskuta.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see, I had no idea what they would say. And they basically just told me that I could pick the date. And I thought, what? Is that easy? And okay, I guess I'll just get some comics and we'll go and put a show on. And I had been doing stand-up for maybe a year at that point. And it was just really fun. They were super helpful, and the shows went really well.
Mm-hmm.
So that just kind of gave me, you know, made me think that maybe I can keep doing this also, producing shows.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a little bit of that also. And the first time I came here, that was in the spring of 21 with Eckert and Thorhallur's with me now. And we also have with us this time Lovisa Laura and Elva,
mm-hmm.
Who've never been here before. So they are seeing this for the first time today.
First time. So you started together with Eggerst in 2021.
Uh-huh.
And last night, actually, I showed my husband the clip that you have posted, the video clip in Thorsgöte, and we laughed so much. And, you know, that is so spot on, and we laughed for so many personal reasons. So it was really good.
That's great.
Anyway, Eggerst, if I can ask you, tell me a little bit about how your comedy, about your comedy and how it all began.
I believe I started like almost every other comic. It's that you sign up for an open mic where most comics starts on. You get 5 minutes to try to be funny. And many nights I went home crying.
Still do.
Sometimes, but I don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you just start out and you after that, either way, you fall in love with it or you don't. So, I mean, you have to love it because in the beginning it's so hard that you got to be either way, you have to love it or you got to be a psychopath to keep on doing it. So, and I just kept on doing it. And gradually I started to become the host of the open mics where I started. And now, like you said, I host the open mics in Reykjavik. And I think comedy is a way that we all go through hard times in our lives, and sometimes the only way to deal with it is just basically just laugh about it.
Definitely.
And try to find another point of view on your problems and say, oh, if I look at it from that perspective, it's kind of silly and funny. So, I mean, just laugh about it.
Yeah.
And then you just keep on trying to figure out the art of making people laugh, which is, I would say, probably one of the hardest things that you can do.
It is, because it's difficult to know the humor of different people. So I wanted to ask you how Icelandic are they open-minded, or are you able to just come up with your comedy and they just laugh along?
I would say humor is really the only difference between people I see is that the age.
Mm.
So if I have a huge room with nothing but 22-year-olds, I'm not going to do my material about how hard it is to have a kid, for example, because they don't know that, they don't recognize it, they don't. So
yeah.
So I think it's really more of what your audience have experienced, because if you talk about their experience as well, they will relate to it and they will laugh about it.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the only thing. But Icelandic people have kind of dark humor.
Okay.
Maybe because the sun is never there.
Darker than here, because I don't know if that's possible.
It is. I mean, they laugh about the dark things. Because I think it's cuts really close to home. Everybody have gone through something stressful or harmful. So I think Icelandic people have a really dark humor, but especially the older generation. I can find if I go and I'm doing a gig for nothing but 55, 60-year-old people, they will laugh more about the dark things. But if you go to the college kids and 20, 22, they may be go like, eh, maybe you should be not making fun of that or whatever.
Okay.
But I think Iceland people laugh a lot.
Okay. The reason why I asked you is because I've been living here now for 33 years in Faroe Islands, and I grew up in a place where we joke about everything and find humor in everything, even in death. But then when you come here, you have to restrict yourself. I soon figured out you have to restrict yourself. So I wish you good luck on that tonight and tomorrow night. But before we take a break, we are going to take a little break. Yep. But can I ask you, how do you come up with the material you need for your performance? What inspires you?
So lately, most of my material is pretty much that I'm getting older. You know, I'm turning 43. Not turning 43, I am 43. And
are you holding on to that one day?
Yeah. Because before you turn 40, it's fine. 38, 39, because when people ask you how old are you, you can always, just 30-something, you know, but you're 39. But so you can keep on holding to that. But now when you're 43, which is not old.
No.
But it's not young. You know, the only way I will be called young again is if I would die tomorrow. You know, oh, he died so young.
Exactly.
So I think it just comes from your everyday life. It's just what you have to deal with, my kids, my family, and, you know, just living on an island, a small rock in the middle of nowhere. It's just a lot of things that you find. There's a lot of things that I find ridiculous today that I thought was really cool when I was young. So.
Yeah, that's true. Your job is making other people laugh, but who or what makes you laugh?
All my like Dalbert and Thorodler and Lovisa and Elva, the comics that I hang around with, we manage always to make each other laugh. Now when I watch stand-up, for example, I don't laugh as much as I used to, because I think I now more trying to critique their technique or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't laugh about that. But what makes me laugh is goofy, silly things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, my material are not goofy or silly. But that's what I like. But I have to be me on stage. So
definitely. Yeah. Dover, before we take a break, what makes you laugh?
These people definitely, and it's way funnier when we're just hanging out and talking together. I've seen them on stage 1,000 times, so I don't laugh at them on stage anymore. I'm just tired of it. Yeah, if I didn't see you again on stage, I wouldn't cry about it. But hanging out with comedians, one of the best things about being a comedian is that you can hang out with comedians all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. They will just make you laugh about the craziest things. Sometimes I'm surprised about it, and I'm like, oh wait, my friends are comedians.
Yeah.
And if you make a comedian laugh, it's like extra. Like if you made somebody a comedian laugh a lot, then you're like, yes, I got it.
I understand your point. And where do you get your inspiration from for your stand-up or for your comedy lines?
In Iceland, a lot of my material is about being from the Faroe Islands, because people have never met such a person before, and they're very eager to hear a little bit about what it is. So I make fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
But here in the Faroes, I can't really do that same twist. I'm trying to like come up with some material about bringing comedians over here, and like how ridiculous it is to try and organize anything with comedians. It's like herding cats.
Yeah.
While you are also a cat.
That's true. And here, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Ja, tar vi showen, det tar vi til å være, ja, vi ser at Rusland der, tror jeg at damer på Rusland er ødelig før. Tar vi Fredrik Dår ved frøken Reykjavik. Tenk å skrive inn Afim Altrush, Nujalfems. Akkurat som li, vi skriver, det aller best. En av stått søver vi 4 årene pluss året max. Afim Altrush, Nujalfems, Nujalfems.
Hver gengur þarna Eftir austur stræt og ég Var eins og Vorsins blóm Við djarvan svip og Ögna við vil læta og Trúlega Rauðum skóm Ó, það stúlka yngum öðrum líf Það hún frökk en Reykjavík
Og það stúlka í gummörum líf Það hún fröken Reykjavík þar með glóð í gullnum lokkum í grasinu við Arnar Hó svo æsku björt í nýjum nælón sokkum og nýjum fleiknum Siffan kjól ó, það stúlka engum öðrum líf Það hún fröken Reykjavík Ó, það stúlka engum öðrum líf Það hún fröken Reykjavík Suður tjarnar bakka Til samfundar við ungan mann Sem býður einn á brúnum sumar jakka Hjá björkunum við hjónskalan Ó, það stúlka engum öðrum líf Ó, það hún fröken Reykjavík Ó, það stúlka engum öðrum líf
Engum öðrum líf
Það hún fröken
Það hún fröken
Reykjavík
Det är Fredrik Dahl vid fröken Reykjavik som blev spalt ur ögliga öjlande för några faun arrangerande här i färgen i att få en ägsne. Men så är det att det är till tikkon. Det är att det är en skån
So do you guys, very quickly, do you have a moment or moments in your career that's memorable? We start maybe with the Daver.
Yeah, well, the first time that I brought comedians here, I was very new to it, and I brought all these very experienced comedians, and I did not know what was going to happen. I didn't know if anybody was going to laugh at anything. So when we all showed up to Ransaruje, and we had a packed house, completely full, we were really happy about that. And then the show started, and we weren't sure, like, if we should try and be like clean with our humor. So the show started out really clean, and then gradually we realized that we didn't have to hold back. So it was just like a really cool experience for so many people to come and pay for to see me
just
and my
you
friends
being
here.
Yourselves yeah. Maybe and Egerst, any special moments in your career?
I gotta say, like, so I think my special moment that I remember, like two of them, is that when I got the first time I got the spot to headline a show, to be the last comic, and the show is kind of about you. I think that was really, really special. But at the same time, I don't think I've ever been as nervous mm-hmm. in my life. And then I was in Denmark with Thoradler once, and we somehow managed to talk ourselves way up to go into the biggest comedy club, Comedy Zoo, in Denmark, Copenhagen, and you have to be like a really big to perform there, and somehow my mouth managed to make the guy believe that we were good enough, and what we didn't realize was that everybody was doing in Danish. So when I came on stage, everybody in the audience, their mind was just thinking about Danish.
Mm.
So I felt like the first 2 minutes, I didn't get any laugh because people were just still trying to
understand Danish.
Is in English now. So that was a really, really tough time, but I really enjoyed it. It was so much fun.
That's great. And now you'll be performing in Lista Stovan and Rensselaer. So when is it, and what can people expect to see and hear?
So tonight we're going to Lista Stovan in Mivar, and we are five different comedians, very different, three guys and two ladies, and I don't want to reveal too much, but like I wrote in the advertising text I wrote maybe don't bring your grandmother, and then there was a lady who sent us a complaint.
Okay.
A grandmother.
Okay.
She was not happy. So
she was not allowed to come.
Well,
maybe there's a lot of grandmothers who wanted to come, but
that's weird. You're saying is because I'm a proud grandmother and I'm planning to come. So should I or should I not?
You should. Yeah. So what I wrote is maybe don't bring your grandmother. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's true. Yeah.
You can come.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? It's 8:00 today.
8:00. Nine 9:00 tonight.
Okay.
8:00 tomorrow in Rensselaer.
Okay.
And Rensselaer, I think we're going to sell out. So if you want to get tickets, you got to get them quick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When I woke up this morning, it was just a couple of tickets left. So
okay. So we
see that.
That's. I'm glad that it's almost full, or I hope it's full. What would you like to say to people who are listening to this show right now? Any last minute words?
We need your money.
Yeah, please come. Please come.
Okay. That's true. And can I ask two questions? Does that lady in the video really have Tourette's?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, why did the chicken cross the road?
There was a really, really cool rooster on the other side.
Good one.
Yeah, I think he's cool too.
That's
I would
good.
Cross that road.
Oh, yeah.
Or that rooster.
Yeah, with all those feathers. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. It's been fun having you here, and we wish you all the best. And hopefully, it's all sold out and that people will laugh a lot.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. This was great.
You're welcome. And that's it for today, guys. So take care, and I'll be back on Monday with another guest. Till then, goodbye.
Ja, hatt det var slett. Det altså i Listastående, og i Møvvei, og i kveldklokken 21, og vi reiser rundt i han i morgen, i andre kveld, leierkveld, klokken 20. Det at åkne at ikon Eakongmerset hver, kjøper man Eakongmerset?
Eakongmerset.
Her var det.
Eakongmerset.fo for synsene i Listastående, og torskutta.fo for synsene i Renserøyden.
Ja, så skundet ikon, kjøper Eakongmerset.